கோ விருஷ்சித் தவ பாதாம் ஸ்த்ரீன் சௌரபேய சதுஷ்பதா மாபூவம் ஸ்த்வத்ரிஷா ராஷ்ட்ரே ராஜ்யாம் க்ருஷ்ணானுவர்த்தினாம் கோ விருஷ்சித் தவ பாதாம் ஸ்த்ரீன் சௌரபேய சதுஷ்பதா மா பூவாம் ஸ்த்வாத்ரிஷா ராஷ்ட்ரே ராஜ்யாம் க்ருஷ்ணானுவர்த்தினாம் கோ விருஷ்சித் தவ பாதாம் ஸ்த்ரீன் சௌரபேய சதுஷ்பதா மா பூவாம் ஸ்த்வாத்ரிஷா ராஷ்ட்ரே ராஜ்யாம் க்ருஷ்ணானுவர்த்தினாம் Mataji's translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. He, bracket Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs? In the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. Purport. The kings or the executive heads of all states must know the codes of Lord Krishna, generally Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and must act accordingly in order to fulfill the mission of human life, which is to make an end to all miseries of material condition. One who knows the codes of Lord Krishna can achieve this end without any difficulty. In the Bhagavad Gita, in a synopsis, we can understand the codes of Godhead. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same codes are explained further. In a state where the codes of Krishna are followed, no one is unhappy. Where such codes are not followed, the first sign is that three legs of the representative of religion are cut off, and thereby all miseries follow. When Krishna was personally present, the codes of Krishna were being followed without question. But in his absence, such codes are presented in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam for the guidance of the blind persons who happen to be at the helm of all affairs. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam வந்தே அஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரோ ஸ்ரீயுதா பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுரும் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகண ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम् Hare Krishna. Translation once again. He, Maharaj Parikshit, repeatedly addressed and questioned the bull thus, O son of Surabhi, who has cut off your three legs, in the state of the kings who are obedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, there is no one as unhappy as you. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something worthwhile on this very important topic from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Welcome all the devotees for our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, the story goes as follows. Maharaj Parikshit is on his way to conquer the world. And at one given point of time, he happens to see a low-class man who has disguised himself as a king. And this person was no other than Kali. So, Kali had disguised himself as a king and was beating the legs of the bull and the cow. So, entry of Kali in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam is itself very revealing and an eye-opener. The first scene where Kali is entering in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Parikshit Maharaj itself speaks a lot about the plight of this age of Kali Yuga. As we see, Kali appeared in the guise of a king, a Shudra, who is wearing a dress of a king. A Shudra is trying to become or trying to take the role of a Kshatriya. So, we see here, Kali is Nakali king. And this age of Kali Yuga itself is a Nakali Yuga, where imitation, duplication, superficiality and artificiality pervades and prevails everywhere. That's the hallmark of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga mein color to hai, lekin Kali Yuga mein naklipan bhi bahut hai. As they say, duniya mein itne nakli note nahi milenge jitne nakli log milenge. So, yes, nowadays we find the duplication of everything. The counterfeit notes are available. People's natures and everything that we see, you will get the replica, you will get the duplicate नो कॉपी ऑफ एवरीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड. आज की दुनिया में नेक लोग बहुत कम है लेकिन फेक लोग बहुत ज्यादा है. As they say. जब मैं छोटा था तब मेरे आंसू भी असली थे और मेरी हंसी भी असली थी, लेकिन अब मैं जब बड़ा हो गया तब केवल मेरे आंसू ही असली है, बाकी सब कुछ नकली है. सो यस, द स्माइल्स आर ऑल्सो फेक दैट वी सी इन दिस वर्ल्ड. No doubt, a smile can mean thousands of words, but smile can also hide thousands of problems in this world. So there is no dearth of duplicate people in this world. And the way Kali has entered, we see the first scene where Kali enters into the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj. He has disguised himself as something which he is not. During Lord Krishna's time, there was one Pondrak who claimed himself to be Vasudev Krishna. But in today's day and age, there are so many fake Pondraks. There are so many fake gods who claim themselves to be God. And more than that, this world is not just filled with people who claim themselves to be God, but this world is filled with people who want to be someone else, more than what they are. In a way, everyone is artificially trying to become someone else. So at a gross level, people want to duplicate themselves. But more than that, at a subtle level, in their minds, people are thinking, I wish I was that cricketer. I wish I had money like that wealthy man. I wish I had the beauty of that Miss World. So we don't want to accept who we are. But we very much want to become someone whom we are not. In the year 1915, we all have heard about this name, Charlie Chaplin. In 1915, Charlie Chaplin was a very big name. And Charlie Chaplin was a big star by then. Why? Because Charlie Chaplin had appeared or featured in 37 short films. And in the year 1915, Charlie Chaplin was going to be appearing in 14 more short films. So naturally, he was well famous. Charlie Chaplin was in America. During that time, he was, I think, in Ohio. And he happened to visit one fair. And there, he saw that there was one contest been held. And this contest was called Chaplin Look-Alike Contest. So, he was surprised to see that hundreds of people have dressed themselves as Charlie Chaplin and they wanted to take part in that contest. And whoever exactly resembled like Charlie Chaplin, whoever exactly walked like Charlie Chaplin, would be rewarded. So Charlie Chaplin decided that let me also enter into that contest. And to his utter surprise, he did not come first. He came 20th. कहीं नंबर ही नहीं लगा उनका. He came way down. And he
was surprised to see that there were so many people who actually, you know, dressed themselves as Charlie Chaplin, but they imitated Charlie Chaplin far more better than what even Charlie Chaplin could. So that really surprised him. There was this gentleman whose name was Bob Hope. He came first in imitating, you know, Charlie Chaplin, and he won this contest called Chaplin Look-Alike Contest. So yes, Kali Yuga is the time when Xerox copy appears to be far more real than the original. We know, we have seen American diamond shines far more than the real diamond at a low cost. The pirated goods, the videos, the CDs, the books, the copies, they sell more than the original ones in this age. We ourselves are prone to get attracted to the duplicate than the authentic in this age. Unfortunately, we all are losing our own authenticity in a way where we are not true. We are not true to one's own self, what to speak of being true to the world outside. But it is very, very important to be authentic. Just being the authentic I, just being the authentic I is far more important, natural and productive than trying to be the duplicate you. Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, it is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Arjuna, be who you are and not what the world expects you to be. Shreyan swadharma vigunah paradharma swanushthitat swadharme nidanam shreya paradharmo bhayavah. This verse appears twice at two point of time in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is saying it is far more better to discharge one's own duty even though it is performed faultily than another's duty, than performing another's duty perfectly. So when we try to act not as per our own nature, not as per our own varna and ashram, then we end up messing up. A bowler is supposed to bowl and a batsman is supposed to bat. If a bowler decides, you know, why I am being sent, you know, down the line, 10th, 11th, batsman, if a bowler decides to go, you know, in the front line and goes and wants to actually be the opening batsman, and the opening batsman decides, you know, that I want to bowl, then what will be the situation of the team? The team, practically, it will be a chaos. So that's the precarious condition of today's society, where no one is happy with who they are, what they are doing, what they have, and how much they have. That's the plight. And this is what we see, you know, when the Kali enters. Kali wants to take a role of someone who he is not. And above that, so I'm saying this, that people are not happy with what they are. People want to imitate someone else. People want to be someone else. People don't want to be the authentic I, but the duplicate you. And above that, no, there is this slogan all around, which says that, जब लोग आपकी नकल करना शुरू करें तो ये समझ लेना कि ये आपकी सफलता की निशानी है. इफ पीपल स्टार्ट इमिटेटिंग यू दैट मीन्स यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू आर ग्रोइंग, यू आर सक्सीडिंग इन लाइफ. सो इमेजिन, नो, इट इज सच अ चैलेंज टू बी ऑथेंटिक आई. सो आई मे आर्टिफिशियली ट्राई टू बी समवन एल्स, बट हाउ लॉन्ग कैन आई आर्टिफिशियली टेक समवन एल्सेस रोल. Prabhupada would tell us the story of that jackal. A jackal in the forest, no, wore the garb of a lion and started expecting respect. Started thinking that he is the king of jungle. All the animals saw this jackal who wore the garb of a lion, started respecting, started paying obeisances, and this jackal started thinking that he is lion. Till the time, in the middle of the night, when the moon rise took place, moon rose, the jackal started howling. And everyone, you know, looked at the jackal and understood, hey, he's not a lion, but actually a jackal in a garb of a lion. Subhashit says, काक कृष्ण पीक कृष्ण को भेद काक पीकयो वसंत काले संप्राप्ते काक काक पीक पीक. इट्स अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग वन दैट द क्रो अपीयर्स ब्लैक एंड द ककू बर्ड ऑल्सो अपीयर्स ब्लैक एंड बोथ समटाइम्स लुक्स लाइक एन आइडेंटिकल ट्विन्स. बोथ लुक्स लाइक ब्रदर सिस्टर. And very difficult to distinguish, very difficult to differentiate. But what is the easiest way to differentiate? Vasanta kale samprapte, when Vasant Ritu, spring season comes, kaka kaka pika pika. The crow is cawing and the cuckoo is singing. And that's how, no, we can easily differentiate who is truly a cuckoo bird and who is truly a crow. So our nature, our behaviors, our action will truly expose our true natures. Our words will truly expose our true natures in due course of time. So we cannot artificially be someone else for a long time. And here we see Kali, you know, who is, you know, who has artificially worn a garb of a king, is been exposed in front of the real king, Parikshit Maharaj. Falsity cannot stand the truth. It may be very appealing, but not for a long time. The glowworms cannot stand the light of the sun. Similarly, here we see Kali could not stand the power of pure devotees like Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj noticed that someone who is actually a Shudra, a low class man, is taking up the role of a Kshatriya, which is not possible. Someone who doesn't have a qualification, no, and wants to be on the top of the management or top on the leadership position, it doesn't work, because Parikshit Maharaj saw that there is a mismatch between the appearance of Kali and the intention of Kali. So there was a mismatch between outer appearance and inner intention. Ravana, when kidnapped Mother Sita, the outer appearance was that of a mendicant, but the inner intention was that of a monster. Marij, when tried, no, deceiving Lord Ram, the outer appearance was that of an innocent deer, but the inner intention was that of a demon. So here we see there is a mismatch between the actions of a so-called king and the intention. So, I was just thinking, if we make a quadrant, then within this quadrant will actually fill up four category of people. The first quadrant is good people who do good actions but with bad intention. That's the first quadrant. Good action but with bad or wrong intention. So people may perform selfless service, but there is a selfless, I'm sorry. People may perform selfless service, but then there is a selfish intention hidden. The simple example could be the politicians or the so-called leaders of this world. We may see them performing selfless, noble act, but the intention is purely selfish. So good actions with wrong intention. Second, bad action with good intention. So there is a selfish action involved, but the intentions are altogether selfless. Today's police come under that category, hopefully, supposed to be. It may appear that they are punishing someone, bad action, but the intention is all good. The intention is to bring out reformation or transformation. And we also see in the scriptures, we had one of the Alwars, Tirumangai Alwar. He was seen robbing and plundering all rich people. Action was bad, but the intention was altogether selfless, where he wanted to serve Lord Ranganath by building one of the biggest temple in the world. So that's how we have the Ranganath temple at Sri Rangam. Apparently wrong action, but good intention. The third is good actions with good intention. That means there is selfless service involved with a selfless intention. The great sages and the acharyas, whose only purpose of being in this world is to serve without any ulterior motives. And the fourth is bad action with bad intention. So there is selfish service with selfish intention involved. And we see here Kali falls in this category, where Kali or whoever are the following in the footsteps of Kali, they all come under this category where they get into bad action with bad intention altogether. So yes, Kali is a Nakli Yuga where people don't want to be themselves. And Kali is also a Nakli Yuga where everything is just topsy-turvy. Everything is just upside down. As we see here, someone who is supposed to be lower level is found to be on the top level. Yes? So everything in Kali Yuga we will see is topsy-turvy. A religion is taken as irreligion and irreligion is taken as religion. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, adharmam dharmamitiya manyase tamasavrita sarvarthan viparitamscha buddhisa partha tamasi. So in this age, one of the devotees was sharing this, in this age, religion will be taken as irreligion, the irreligion will be taken as religion. The largest spreading religion in this world today is not Sikhism, Buddhism, Jainism, Hinduism, Islamism or Christianism. The largest spreading religion is materialism. And people consider that as religion. Cricket is considered as the religion of India. So here we see religion is taken as a religion, and religion is taken as a religion. In this age, our mind dictates our intelligence more. When it should be other way around, our intelligence should be dictating our mind. But we see altogether opposite happening. No, imagine person who is driving the horses on the chariot. That person is supposed to dictate the horses, but imagine if the horses starts dictating the chariot driver, what would happen? Degradation is considered as advancement in this age. As they say, zindagi hai rude, phir bhi hum hai good, oh dude. No? That's how they say. No? They think that people blame life, people blame circumstances, people blame people around. But they don't know that they themselves have degraded their lives to such an extent that life is going to react in a certain fashion. So yes, degradation is considered as a sign of advancement. All the measures for progress, that is GDP growth, economic expansion, necessarily means exploiting the natural resources. Not only that, when it comes to large scale manufacturing or expansion of cities, it goes without saying that there will be a compromise at air, water, land. The quality of air, water, land is going to go down due to pollution. When there is a singular focus on wealth accumulation, that will lead to the compromise of the value system and erosion of spiritual and familial bonds in a society. So yes, today, frankly speaking, economic development and degradations have become two sides of the same coin. So we think that we are advancing, but after paying a very heavy cost at all fronts. So this is the unfortunate part where degradation is taken as advancement. Good is rated as bad and the bad is rated as best in this age. Husband was sick. Wife called the doctor. Doctor saw the pulse. Declared, your husband is dead. Husband heard this. Husband got up, I am alive. Wife said, what are you saying? Doctor is telling wrong, kya? Husband said, hey, I am alive, I am telling you. But, no, our intelligence is so blunt. Where we see wrong as right and right as wrong. That's why they say, Kaliyug mein jhootho ko swikar kiya jata hai, imandar ka charo taraf se shikar kiya jata hai. Where imandar have no standing in this age. Someone had written on the t-shirt, no, save water. So front side of the t-shirt read, save water. The back side of the t-shirt read, drink beer. So what does that mean? In this age that we live, person who is happy is considered abnormal. And person who is happy is considered abnormal, and person who is depressed is considered normal. It's a common slogan nowadays. It's okay to be not okay. It's a very common slogan. Yes, it's okay to be not okay because we all go through those tough times when we are not okay in life. But to remain not okay for some time is okay. But to remain not okay for a long time is not at all okay. Confusing. Because that's the sign of a mental illness. So yes, no, this is what is the plight of this age of Kali, and we see how the way Kali entered into the kingdom of Parikshit Maharaj, it speaks a lot about the plight of the people of this age. One more thing that I was thinking about when I was going through this very interesting pastime, whoever Kali may be, ultimately Kali rules in this world. We cannot undermine the powerful nature of Kali. Just as we all experience the powerful effect of pandemic in this last few years, everyone, practically everyone, was affected, influenced, infected by COVID, more or less. Even the best of the healths and people with best of the immunities were not spared. No matter how much they safeguarded themselves, how much they protected themselves by not coming out from their home, no matter how much they sanitized their hands, no matter how much they maintained that social distancing, no matter how much they washed their vessels and vegetables, no matter how much they took prophylactic measures to safeguard themselves from the COVID, but still many of them were infected. They became the victim of coronavirus because of the very fact that this virus was all over the place. This virus was more powerful than any medicine that could work. Similarly, we can see the effect of Kali is so rampant, contagious and powerful that ordinary people are definitely within the shackles and within the influence of Kali. But just as coronavirus infected even the best of the health, even to the people who were who had the best of the immune system, similarly the power of Kali can infect, or not can, has infected even good people. People who have good spiritual immunity, even they are infected. And here we see in this verse the personification of dharma, that is bull, and the emblem of tolerance, that is Mother Earth. They are the number one target of Kali, and they are being tortured first. So yes, coronavirus damaged the best of the healthy lungs. And here we see this Kali virus is damaging and corrupting the hearts of the most healthy people. So we cannot underestimate the contagious and the rampant and the damaging effect of Kali. So Kali's main goal is to target bad people? No. Bad people are already within the shackles. The main goal of Kali is to target good people, nice people, innocent people, or helpful souls. Ordinary people are already already puppets in the hands of Kali. But when Kali sees that two good people fight, when Kali sees that two devotee fights, when Kali sees that two devotees envy each other, When Kali sees that two devotees can't stand each other, Kali considers that as the success of his advent into this world. That's the success and perfection of Kali's advent. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhguru Thakur was immensely pained when he saw the entire Gaudiya Math breaking apart, you know, due to conflict. In fact, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sensed and he saw competitiveness, lethargy, materialism creeping into Gaudiya Math, he wrote a beautiful essay and he named that essay as Putna. And he writes that just as Putana pretended to be the nourisher of Krishna, but Putana was ultimately the poisoner. Like that, he's saying that institution which is meant to nourish can also turn out to be poisoner. Of course, he was not against institution. But what he meant was that he himself founded an institution. Prabhupada founded an institution. What he really meant was that when the institution is found, if wrong type of people, you know, occupy that institution with a wrong mentality, you know, influenced by Kali consciousness, then that institution which is supposed to facilitate people to take them towards God, that same institution will keep them permanently in this material world. So he was not against institution per se, but with institution comes facilities, and facilities are meant to take people towards God. But when those facilities are being misused, abused and exploited, then that's the most unfortunate plight. That's why no wonder Prabhupada said that what really spoils my health is when I see my two disciples, when I see my two devotees fighting with each other. And Prabhupada also said that no one can harm ISKCON from outside, but ISKCON can be harmed only from within when devotees who are supposed to be the torchbearers of peace, harmony and love, when they misunderstand each other's intention and cause dissent, discord and dissension, then what will happen? Kali will make us the instrument in spreading its influence. Simple. Just as we see, Kali made the son of a Brahmana an instrument in spreading its influence by cursing and misunderstanding the pure devotee of Krishna, that is Parikshit Maharaj. So that was the success of Kali's advent. What will be the success of Krishna's advent? Ultimately, if Krishna is coming into this material world, what will be considered a true success for Krishna to advent in this world? Krishna himself says, Machitta, no, I'm sorry. Krishna says, Machitta madgata prana bodayantas parasparam kathayantas cha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. So, the success of Krishna's advent is when two devotees come together and are willing to help each other, inspire each other to love Krishna and serve Krishna. That is the success of Krishna's advent. So, it is up to us whether we want to become instrument in the hands of Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness, or it is up to us whether we want to become the instrument in the hands of Kali to spread Kali consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur framed this word called as Kalir Chela. No, sorry, I'm speaking way beyond my adhikar, but I just thought of sharing this because, you know, it made a lot of sense. No, he termed this word called Kalir Chela not for a karmi, but no, he termed this, or he coined this phrase or word for a devotee, who is wearing kanti and tilak, but who is mishandling money or a woman, and that devotee who is envious of other successful devotees. So yes, just as just as coronavirus infected and affected one and all, Kali virus has infected and affected everyone, irrespective of who they are. And during this corona time, during this pandemic time, even the doctors were not spared. Doctors who thought that they had the best precautionary measure, they had the best of the medicines, even they were not spared. What to speak of the ordinary people who did not know what's the right type of medicine. So, if a spiritual doctor thinks that just because I have a medicine, to combat, doesn't mean or doesn't guarantee that that person will not get affected or get influenced by the Kali virus. So we don't have to think that I am pure, I am healthy, and nothing will happen to me. Because I am in the best spiritual hospital called ISKCON, I am safe. When the patient is in the hospital, patient thinks I am safe. But no, in the hospital, there are more chances for the virus to spread. If the hospital is not disinfected properly, that same hospital which is supposed to cure the patient, that same hospital will end up infecting the patient. And those who are in the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, the staff, they actually cannot be so overconfident thinking that they will not get infected. In fact, doctor is the one who is directly again and again coming in contact with people who are highly infected or who may appear to be very normal, but they are the one who are carriers of the virus. So when the doctor consistently keeps coming in touch with the patients, then naturally there are more chances of doctor getting affected more than anyone else, more than any healthy person getting affected. Like I went to one of the hospital to meet one of my relatives, and that hospital was actually not very clean. When I came back that very same night, I was infected with a heavy cough and breathlessness. And I was thinking, what went wrong? I mean, I did not eat anything cold. I did not, put on AC, at a very low temperature. I was trying to find out, but then it struck me that, yes, it could be the reason that the place where I visited, that place which was supposed to be clean, free from infection, sanitized, that place was untidy. And that could be one of the reasons why I immediately, instantly got the reaction that I caught infection. During the COVID, even the best of the doctors, they lost their lives. There was this gentleman of the name Dr. Jitendranath Pandey, who was the professor of pulmonology in AIIMS, Delhi. Now, AIIMS is a very well-known hospital. And this gentleman, he died due to COVID. He is the professor of pulmonology. What is pulmonology? Pulmonology is a branch of medicine dealing with lungs, dealing with the respiratory disorders. And this gentleman who was supposed to be expert, even he was not spared. No, Dr. Manisha Jadhav, these are all famous names. Manisha Jadhav, who was the CMO at the TB hospital in Shivri, she left her body during COVID. Dr. K.K. Agarwal, who was the former IMA chief, the Indian Medical Association, he died due to COVID. So this powerful virus did not spare the doctors. What I'm trying to say is that even the best of the doctors who are safeguarded, who have the medicine, who have the regime, who are very religiously following the protocols, even they may get infected. So these doctors, they did great sacrifice, no doubt. They risked their lives and they went on to rescue so many other people. But the ultimate result was it was a big loss to the society. I know one doctor, who at the age of 72, suffering from this disease called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. This doctor who is 72, only 40% of his lungs are functioning. No, he had a TB at a very early age and lost the functioning of the lungs at a very young age. And this doctor at the age of 72, during corona, during pandemic time, this doctor would every single day go to attend his clinic. Not a single day he missed to visit the clinic and serve the patients. The wife of this doctor would every day tell him, please don't go. You are the first patient. You are at a high risk zone. And anything goes wrong, who's going to take care of me? And you come every day from out. I am old. Wife is telling, I am old and I may get infected too. But then that passion to serve the patient was so strong that this gentleman, he went all out every single day. So I asked this doctor that you were at the risk zone and the first thing that this virus infects and affects is the lungs, and your lungs are the weakest. You can't walk more than few steps and you become breathless when you walk too much. What was the secret that coronavirus did not infect you? Of course, this gentleman happens to be my own father, who actually did not listen to me. I told him, don't go. But he would not listen. And every single day he would go. So I asked him, you were so confident. It was actually overconfidence that you went, without really thinking what will happen to you. But he gave a very interesting reply. He said, he said two things. One is, he said, I took extra precaution. So he gave me many, whatever precautionary measures. He wore three masks. Not just one, not just two, three masks while he was traveling. He would take hot water bath three times. He would take kadha so many times in the day. This, that, so many reasons that he gave. So he said, extra precaution. And then, second thing that he said, this was all external. He said, when I would come every evening, I would spend 2 hours constantly again and again chanting Yamunastakam prayers. And he said, actually, it was Yamunastakam prayers that saved me. Because, Yamunaji is, the wife of Lord Krishna, but at the same time, sister of Yamaraj. And Yamunastakam has that power to save, protect. And he said, I never experienced that form of protection. Although I would go every single day, out in the middle, of people who were surrounded by such heavy, people who were surrounded. The environment was so much heavily flooded with virus. But I experienced that protection. So, of course, there are so many doctors who really went all out, extended themselves. The point is, what he said is, extra precaution and intensification of spiritual connection was the key. So, yes, we being in the spiritual institution, in the spiritual hospital, that doesn't guarantee us. Because we are the one who actually come in contact with people who are highly infected many a times, who carry such negativity within themselves all the time, and we have to keep dealing with such cases all the time. So naturally, we are in the front line and we are prone to get infected more than anyone else. I was talking to one gentleman, and this gentleman said that all the devotees who preach could be brahmacharis, could be sannyasis, could be grihasthas. All the devotees who preach, they should actually have a kavach, protection. Because 4 out of 10 people whom they come in contact with, they are spirited. So, spirited means not that they are drunk, not that they are ghostly or ghosts have haunted them, but they come with people whose mind is very much filled with negativity. And because they go through such emotional turmoil in their lives, because of emotional issues, they actually throw a lot of negative energy. And above that, that negative energy will attract those people who are practicing spirituality. So, these people who are very much emotionally down, these people, they will get their energy when they come in contact with spiritually minded people. So he was telling that you don't know whom you are coming in contact with and who will infect us and how we will get influenced by the people around. So I came in touch with one gentleman, one boy, young boy, came to our temple, and he was smiling and he said, I follow you on social media. Can you tell me 3 steps, 3 quick steps to overcome heartbreak? So I said, whom are you asking this for? Who had the heartbreak? He said, myself. So he said he himself had a heartbreak. I said, what's your age? He said 21. I said, oh my God, do you think just the 3-step formula will work instantly just because you follow Instagram? And you want such quick solution for the problem which may actually take a long time to heal. And finally I told him that, yes, you are at the right place. Have some patience. You will get the answers if you follow the process methodically. So I was thinking, you know, the people whom we come in contact with, you know, we don't know what are their mindsets, you know, what all they carry, you know, within. Of course, not everyone is like that, but yes, 4 out of 10. So, this gentleman was telling that we have to be very careful more than anyone else. Doctors are more prone to get infected. And unfortunate part is when the doctors are found infected and sick. They are being condemned. Or, no, instead of empathizing, instead of really giving them the best of the treatment, no, we make a big issue out of it. We make things viral. We fail to see this point that these doctors are the ones who are actually in front line taking the maximum blow, brunt and beatings. They are the one, no, because by associating with mentally sick people, even doctors may develop low immunity. So yes, the unfortunate part is people think that doctors can't get infected. But doctors have the high rate of getting infected. Yes, doctors need to be isolated. We are not denying the fact that they have made a mistake or they have committed some blunders. But, no, definitely they need to be isolated. But the point is that they also need to be cared for. And we don't want the curers to become the carriers. So yes, there is no, doctors cannot complain or doctors cannot throw the blame on the patient, on the surrounding. Doctors have to take the onus on themselves. So this is something which is very, very important, where how much we need each other, you know, in this time of, you know, pandemic. In a way, Kali Yuga is no less than a pandemic situation when everyone is so much highly infected. Prabhupada dealt with such situations so very sensitively and maturely. There was one devotee who fell down from his position, one devotee who left away. All other devotees, they actually advised him not to come to temple. They advised him to move out of the movement. Prabhupada got to know, Prabhupada was really upset. Prabhupada wrote a letter back saying, now you have driven him away. You have humiliated him to so much extent that he won't be able to continue his service. It's a long letter, but Prabhupada writes this when Prabhupada expressed his dissatisfaction. So one of the Prabhupada disciples, Chitralekha Mataji, she was mentioning that Prabhupada was very strict to himself, but Prabhupada was very accommodating. And that was the reason why ISKCON flourished. No one would have become a devotee if Prabhupada would have been very strict. But yes, Prabhupada was very loving and compassionate. And he adjusted and accommodated and allowed anyone to offer service at any level. So this is a great inspiration for all of us, a hope for all of us, when there is a care which is offered even to those, you know, who are caregivers and who need the care the most. Jayapataka Maharaj writes he shares this, that one devotee, Prabhupada received a letter from a devotee from Australia, and this devotee actually had been asked to leave the temple because he had some problem. When he read the letter, Prabhupada started crying, and Prabhupada told the devotees that this devotee has done so much service. You should fall at his feet and beg him to take up to Krishna consciousness again. Why you are throwing him away? At least fall at his feet and beg him 3 times. If he still doesn't come after that, then what can be done? So Jayatak Maharaj writes that Prabhupada wanted every devotee to be treated very nicely and given every opportunity to remain in Krishna consciousness. So yes, no. Just to end, recently at ILS in Mayapur, Gaurang Prabhu was sharing his point that how Prabhupada made chanting of the 16 rounds mandatory for everyone. So yes, 16 rounds is for regular devotees, it's for all the devotees. But 16 rounds minimum is for those devotees who are on a leadership position. That's what Noah he was telling. And this is the ultimate hope and the scope for all the devotees. Yesterday, Gaur Vilas Prabhu was sharing this beautiful Kalir Kukkura Kadan Yadi Chahore Kaliyuga Pavana Kalibhaya Nashana Shri Sachi Nandana Gaure. When a dog is infected by a rabies virus and that dog bites any human being, then there is every possibility that the rabies virus may be passed on into the human beings. And a human being may get this disease called rabies. And this rabies is a zoonotic disease, a viral zoonotic disease, which actually brings about an inflammation in the brain, central nervous system and spinal cord. So a person may actually experience two major symptoms, hallucination and even paralysis. So I was just thinking that when this Kalir Kukkur, when the dog, the Kali-like dog, bites us, then naturally we also experience hallucination. Hallucination in the form where we also start thinking that, yes, I am someone, I am somebody, I need someone, I don't need someone, I am in full control. That's the hallucination. And we may also become spiritually paralytic, where we also need help, and that's our hope. We need that medicine in the form of holy name, which will bring us back to normal, healthy state of life. And this is what Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is praying. Jayatam surutor pango mamamanda matirgati matsarva swapadam bojo radha madana mohano. I am actually lame, I am actually paralytic. I can't walk on my own, but with the help of devotees, I can definitely walk through, cross through the greatest challenges in my life. So holy name and the holy devotee, holy association is truly the hope in this age of pandemic. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.